Can you please tell me how you first end up getting involved with No Fit State?
It was actually through Firenze originally, in a roundabout way, although that never came to fruition, strangely enough. But I'd done some work with Firenze and with the National Youth Theatre of Wales, and she'd asked me, she suggested to No Fit State when they were looking for a sound engineer for, it might have been Immortal, one of those first big famous tent tours. They were looking for an engineer, and she put my name forward, and so they phoned me up, and I kind of considered it very, very seriously, but didn't take the job in the end. Decided that I had other stuff I needed to be getting on with. So that was kind of like my first contact with them. But I was kind of like really taken with the idea and like really actually really wanted to do the job, but it just didn't seem right for me at that point in my life. Didn't seem to be the right thing to do.
So, what shows have you been involved in?
So the show that I was involved in, or the two shows, related shows, were Park Life and Barricade.
Okay. Can you tell me a bit about them?
So, Barricade and Park Life. So that kind of came about, I suppose, after not taking the original job. No Fit State came and did a show in Swindon, where I was living at the time, with a kind of youth circus, a lot of the youth guys and volunteers and people like that, which I engineered. So I met Ali Williams at that point. And then a few years later, I was at Glastonbury Festival in a field. And No Fit State were in the same field, and they were doing one of the original incarnations of Park Life. And I think they're having a bit of a tough time technically, and I think things weren't particularly going very well for them, and it was a bit difficult for various reasons. And I just happened to bump into Ali, and she was like, "Oh, this is all terrible, it's all awful. And would you be interested in doing the sound?" Because I had some more shows kind of lined up, and I was like, "Yeah, great, let's do it." Because my kind of circumstances had changed, and I was like, yeah, it'd be great. And also, it wasn't a full-on tour, it was just individual projects. So, Park Life, which was it's kind of an R&D thing, R&D piece project, that later turned into Barricade.
Okay.
Which, obviously...
Was it a touring show?
They both toured.
And so how did you find being on tour?
On tour? Good and bad. I mean, it was great. I mean, it was great. The people I was touring with were, I mean, the crew, the artists, the whole organization, everyone was like amazing. And I had loads of fun. And I mean, Barricade toured for 2 years, 3 years, can't remember now. And it was brilliant. It was a brilliant experience. I loved the work. The actual touring aspect, the kind of a lot of the kind of nitty-gritty of it was really bad though, because there were two of the worst summers that we'd had for ages and ages, and it just rained forever. Mm. rained and it was cold and it was horrible, and every get-in we did it was raining and it was cold and all this kind of stuff. And I was kind of foolishly, I was like, oh yeah, you know, I'm tough, I'll just like have a tent and it'll be fine, and kind of realized why people take caravans and trucks out on tour.
Yeah,
because you know, it was that side of it was really hard. The kind of physical thing of never being able to get dry and being cold all the time and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But the actual work itself was great, and I really enjoyed it. It was challenging. It was challenging for me to do sound, because Barricade was it's a big project, had audience on both sides, presented a lot of issues sound-wise. As usual with No Fit State, there wasn't like huge budgets to do anything, so kind of had to make it work on limited budgets, which is it's good to have to do that sometimes, you know. It kind of pushes you to do things that you wouldn't try otherwise. So but I loved it.
So do you still have any involvement with the company now?
I haven't done anything for a while now. I guess they're doing tented tours they've got their own sound equipment now, because we're basically, my company is a hire company, so we hire APA systems. So, you know, the reason I was on Barricade, the main reason, was because we hired the equipment, and then I came along and engineered it, because it was I think they had tented tour out at the same time. So they didn't have any of their equipment available, so they just hired in our system to do the tour.
So what do you do now?
All kinds of stuff. All kinds of stuff. A lot of festivals still during the summer. Just finished festivals. Just concert work. Lots of concerts, gigs. All kinds of stuff, really.
So do you have many stories you can tell me about your time with No Fit State?
With No Fit State.
That probably be the most interesting things for people to listen back to.
Interesting things from No Fit State. From my point of view, I think... trying to think of things that other people won't have said that aren't to do with like partying really hard and falling over and
that's
stuff.
That's fine,
which
though,
is like
no need to be good for the sake of the recording.
But I think I don't know really. It was I'll say this because this is interesting just from a technical point of view, which is it's probably something that might be worth recording, but not anyone else would have said it, really, was for us on the sound team. So we had a lot of issues with the fact that Barricade was had a lot of spoken word in it, but we're trying to put that across to crowds of like 4,000 or 5,000 people. I think in one show in France, it was even 8,000 people, I think, like huge, big outdoor shows. So that kind of presented us with a lot of problems from the sound point of view. And so technically the way that we kind of dealt with that eventually was to do something with the sound system that normally would be considered not a done thing. And technically what we did is we put one side out of phase with the other. But to kind of discover that you can do that and that works, and all the kind of positive results that we had from that was kind of really interesting. And I think from my point of view as well, that was quite a kind of good development kind of thing to actually have to face that problem and deal with it.
Yeah.
So that was kind of cool. Other stuff, what other, I don't know, funny stories from No Fit State.
What do you think of what you could say is something that someone listening in 200 years would think was a great thing to listen to?
Yeah, I don't know.
Great to know.
It's kind of really interesting for me because for me, like, I had this whole kind of, and still do in fact, have this whole kind of romantic idea of like running away with the circus. You know, it's this kind of big romantic kind of thing, which I guess is from childhood and stuff. And so I was really excited about doing it from that point of view, and it was really exciting. But from the other side as well, it was really interesting because a couple of the shows that we were on, for example, Southampton and maybe Barrow and Furness, the two that spring to mind, I really got a feel for the idea of what it is to be apart from society, because we were camped in the middle of this kind of quite, I mean, Southampton's quite a rough, potentially, town. It's kind of, it's maybe not... I don't know how to put it, but yeah, it can be quite rough on a Saturday night, to put it that way. And we were like camped. We had this little encampment right in the middle of the town and kind of surrounded by this kind of fence, Harris fencing and stuff. So I kind of really got a feel for how it was to be a little bit of an outsider in society. I mean, not that any of us were. We're all kind of like perfectly nice, you know, middle class. We're all, you know, all of No Fit State's a very middle class organisation at the end of the day, I think. You know, slightly alternative, but still quite middle class. But suddenly in this situation where actually you're viewed, or you feel like you're being viewed a little bit differently.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, that was really interesting. That was really interesting experience.
Yeah, I bet
so,
it was.
Yeah.
So do you, I don't know if I asked you this, do I ask if you still have any involvement with the company?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, I don't.
You do?
Not for a while. I'd quite like to again.
So I think I've asked you most things that I normally ask questions.
Yeah.
Can you kind of elaborate a bit more on some of the shows you worked on? How those shows were, what they were like?
Yes. Yeah, so,
dynamic between the people.
Yeah. It's kind of one of the really interesting things about, and I think it's the same for all the No Fit State shows. Obviously, I only worked on Barricade, but compared to a lot of other work that you work on is the extent to which everybody pitches in with all the jobs, which was really, really nice. You kind of, I think it's on a lot of the work we do, if we go in the sound crew, we just do sound, and the lighting guys would just do sound, and the performers just performers, you know, everybody has their role and they all kind of stick to it, and it's kind of pretty much how it is. But with No Fit State, it was really nice that everyone would pitch in with everything, you know. I mean, everyone still had their roles, obviously, but if you kind of finished what you were doing, you'd always like go and help with something else. And there was, yeah. You know.
So you find it, you said that the weather was bad and there was a lot of rain. Was that something that was difficult in terms of sound and
equipment? I think we were quite lucky. Yeah, it was difficult. I mean, we had, we didn't suffer too much on the sound front, but I know the lighting guys had a lot of trouble with water getting in the electrics, and we had all kinds of, there's one show in France that we had to just abandon halfway through because the whole power just kept tripping out because water had got in the lighting somewhere. So there was lots of issues around that. I think we're quite lucky. We only cancelled, I think, 3 or 4 shows over the whole 2 years
that
we were touring here, which was really good because it literally, I'm pretty sure it rained on every get-in and every load-out.
Which places did you go to when you were on tour?
We did quite a lot of... It was a joint English and French funded project. So we did kind of half the shows in England, half the shows in France. And we went... Where did we go? Brighton. I'm trying to remember now. Brighton, London. Barrow. Stoke-on-Trent. Somewhere up there. All difficult to remember now. In France, we did Angers. I can't remember the names. We did a lot of festivals, which is really interesting. The French circus scene is like really, really strong. So
is it?
It's really interesting to go.
So they circus festivals you're going to?
Circus festivals, yeah.
Tell me a bit about your experience.
Circus stroke performance art.
Those?
Sorry?
Tell me a bit about your experience of those.
Oh, it's just festivals. Really amazing just to kind of see all this stuff in one place. You know, obviously we had our show. It's quite funny as well because there was 2 pieces commissioned. One was by a big French company and one was No Fit State. It's really interesting to see the difference between the 2 approaches. So No Fit State was very kind of issues-based. Based around a lot of ideas around suppression of the individual by the state. You know, if you look underneath the surface, there's quite a lot of politics in there actually. Whereas the French piece was just pure spectacle. It was huge kind of performance art piece. Ultimately, felt a little bit kind of meaningless, I think, to me and to a few people. I mean, it was amazing. You know, you watched it and it's just, whoa, this thing's, you know, amazing and ridiculous. In the way that French circus and performance art is, but kind of no real content. So that was quite interesting that, you know, circus is so big in France, yet they're kind of producing a lot of work that actually doesn't really mean very much.
Yeah.
Whereas we're kind of probably hugely underfunded over here in comparison, but actually produce work that does mean something and says something to people.
Yeah.
I would say.
So what effect do you think No Fit State has had on your life?
On my life? Well, I fulfilled a dream to run away with the circus, right? Which is really cool. It was a great thing to have done. And introduced me to a different way of life, that kind of whole thing of just being on the road, touring in caravans and trucks and that kind of whole kind of community. It was really nice to be part of that for a while. So I guess it's to the effect that it's had. I think anything like that broadens your horizons, you know, into, you know, this experience. As I said, the thing of maybe being slightly outside of society in a way was kind of quite interesting. Kind of makes you think twice about how you view people, yeah. You know, in other situations. I had a load of fun. And it did put the fun back into my work for me at a point where maybe I was getting a little bit jaded with my work. It kind of put the fun back into it, I would say.
Yeah.
Which is quite nice. Which is really cool. And, you know, I met some great people and made some great friends, which is really nice as well.